Heck, this life is a challenge. It feels like we are locked in a narrative and have to play it to our best abilities. The story of the believer is about a person at loggerheads with a future that they have predicted for themselves and are now tirelessly searching for answers, thus embarking on a road ever less traveled. In reality, we need to believe in something. Why? Because we do not have all the answers and are not responsible for much. Life is afforded to us and is also primarily governed outside of us. By entities without a name. God is plural. Nothing about life is intuitive. Even intuition could be more intuitive. Because intuitive would imply known, perceived, and understood. But which part of life conforms to this? We ought to believe because we must make amends with these unknown entities, lest they seek to suddenly impair our lives. Because in its most basic form, belief implies that we are cleansing ourselves to align with life. We did not choose to unknow, but because we do, we won't complain about it. We will use our rations to talk ourselves into understanding and evolving to understand and cease questioning. Believe really is a matter of expressing a type of submission. And senses imply that we can believe because we are supposed to believe somehow. I mean that we can believe because we are supposed to believe. This is not a choice we have. Believe is the bedrock of wisdom, but equally or more mysterious. Our beliefs stem from life's energy field, it is as true as the lion is the king of beasts. I believe that humans are a minute part of life, a minute part of the form. Although small, we are a very resource-intensive species considering that a universe of microorganisms and atomic-level particles live within us. I suppose, small is relative. A gravity and electromagnetic field also hold them organisms above, together, and it stems from our center. Humans are essentially a universe on their own. But the reality is that the smaller the particles are, the more abundant they become in all forms of universes. For instance, if 8 billion humans are living, then the atoms in every one of them will amount to a trillion trillions. This is because creating a small quantity of energy requires much less effort than any complex organism. In fact, small chunks of energy are generated all the time. These chunks of energy hold everything together, they are consistently building things. They constantly come in and out of your universe body and always leave an impression. Do you see how much of life is simply beyond your control? Maybe our consciousness is our only assured possession. And that is okay because consciousness is an essential part of life, it is the highest form of energy. And because you harbor one, therefore, you are living the highest expression of life. Be mindful that the inner world, including the micro, comes in contact with you because they gravitate to do so. Consciousness is also quite a resource-intensive event but also an assured quality. It is life's highest expression, all forms will guard it with their last atoms. But that is why we believe because there are so many unknowns in and around us. Remember, belief has many definitions. Here's one, we believe because it offers us a microscope to look inwards and a telescope outwards. And these scopes can only be achieved via belief. We must shake our bodies and souls to determine what is holding them in place. The believer will always travel further than the non-believer. And finally, it has nothing to do with religion and God. But life is a masterful existence of faith, belief, attraction and evolution. There's tons of bravery as well. All the qualities that you have are also the ones that existence has. Hence you can contextualize them. So look inside yourself, study your emotions and faith, and glimpse how life began. It was never about a single God, but God in everything, and it starts with belief. Believe to see.